Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, welcoming the start of the local growing season, with organic fruits and vegetables arriving in-store from local farmers. With 9 neighborhood locations and a 10th store, Green Lake Village, opening June 4th. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Bonjour, mon ami.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
You were all the way down to Paris, France. Did you have a good time? Did you eat a lot of food? What'd you do, Nancy?
Oh, man, you know, it was the first time that Mac and I went to Paris with our child. But mostly, we just hung out and ate. We rented a little apartment, and we would just go out every day and every night and find little places to sit and drink coffee or a glass of rosé and eat dinner and like that.
Well, so what did the kid think of it?
Do you know about this falafel place, La Du Falafel, in Paris that the whole world seems to talk about?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. So there's a little place in the Marais, in the Jewish quarter, that's a kosher Middle Eastern falafel joint. When Mac and I were there the first time nearly 20 years ago, we saw all these people standing out in line waiting to get in, and we thought, what is this place? And we made the mistake of not going until our last day in Paris, and it was the best falafel in the world, which is what you always hear about it.
How good could falafel be?
It can be really good
really?
When there's incredible condiments on it and homemade harissa and eggplant, smoky eggplant, and all kinds of things.
Boy.
And a nice fresh pita bread. So anyway, these days they actually have sit-down service there as well. So we didn't have to wait long in line. We just walked right in. And Nate said it was, in fact, his favorite thing on the entire trip.
Oh.
He said, have fun on the plane because I'm not going back after he ate it.
Well, what else did you have?
Well, the patisserie around the corner from our apartment was amazing, and it just was a wonderful little spot that you can go and have incredible coffee and a wide world of pastries. I thought Mac was going to cry his eyes out because he's the sweet tooth guy in our family.
So did they charge you for extra weight on your way back?
No, but there were people who wanted to kick me out of the plane because I had this incredible little round of Saint Marcellin cheese that I had bought at my favorite little local cheese shop that I had been frequenting and took on the plane with a nice only day-old baguette, which still tasted good. And while everyone else was eating lousy airplane food, I was stinking up the place with some Pyrenees cheese and my Saint Marcellin.
I salute you for it, madam. Okay, Nancy, one last question for the ladies in the audience. Are French women really all that thin?
Stein, it was the worst thing about Paris for me, having my chubby tuchus staring at their skinny legs and their flat rear ends.
Okay, everything you've heard is true, ladies. Well, I'm going to publish some of the pictures that you took there, Nancy's slideshow of her trip to Paris, at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. And, Nancy, before we go, are you excited about our Food for Thought happy hour coming up in about a month from now on May 15th?
I'm very much looking forward to that with 3 of Seattle's top chefs, with Terry Ratoureau, Tom Douglas, and Holly Smith.
And you, of course. And we're going to do a live Food for Thought segment there, too, with the audience's help. Folks, you can read all about it at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought Happy Hour with KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Another Café Crème, s'il vous plaît.
Listen, I'm Dick Stein.